All right, major breaking news. The President of the United States just went on an offensively ahistorical rant about World War II and the Nazis and France while representing us at Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar. Now, he was speaking to a bunch of soldiers. I'm hoping these soldiers know better than to believe Trump's lies about Hitler and about our troops, but I think the cherry on top is that Elon Musk's own AI software, Grok, aggressively began to fact check Trump's lies. I mean, when Elon Musk's AI is like, dude, it's pretty wild that the president would throw these ahistorical facts out, then you know you're in deep shit. So let's just start from the beginning, because Trump has spent the past few days representing the United States in Qatar, acting like he's cutting deals on these lavish stages. I mean, they even had a U.S. Middle Eastern investment day all centered around Donald Trump and quote-unquote deal-making. A lot of these deals were things that could have been cut with a phone call, or deals that were already in place, or deals that are just clear quid pro quo. I keep saying this. My grandpa is from Syria. I am Syrian, even though I'm very white, but Syrians are oftentimes white passing. And I like the new president. I hated Assad. But when the new president is saying, hey, Trump, I'll give you a Trump Tower if in turn you lift the sanctions, and then the sanctions are lifted for purely personal reasons, it seems a little bit corrupt. Now, I don't blame the Syrian president, but let's check out what Trump was talking about in Doha. He began to talk about Pete Buttigieg and lie about him. Now, if you don't know, I interviewed Pete Buttigieg. Let's check out what happened here.
Tree comes down also, by the way. It's so intense. You see these trees being knocked down like they're being sawed down by a top-of-the-line timberman like, you know who? Sean Duffy. Do you know that Sean Duffy, the head of the Transportation Department, who's working right now in the airports and getting a system because Biden didn't do a thing for 4 years, and Pete Buttigieg was the head, and he goes bicycling to work. He takes a bicycle to work.
What is this demented old man talking about? He takes a bicycle to work?
I believe he's right.
Can you believe? Yes, I can believe. Some people are more fit than your 80-year-old ass. I'm sorry, not to be ageist, but this guy just...
running the biggest air system in the world, and he takes a bicycle to work. And they say he's going to run for president. I don't see it.
You know, Pete Buttigieg taking a bicycle to work is actually more consistent. He runs the transportation sector, or he did. He was a secretary of transportation, and he was trying to push towards a more green, more efficient planet.
And who knows, right? But I don't see it. But when I look at what they've done...
So this dude's ranting about Pete like he's some unhinged, chaotic dude. But I want to ask you guys a question. Let me know in the comment section, yes or no. Have you seen my interview with Pete Buttigieg? It came out just yesterday. If you haven't seen it, comment no. And at the end of the video, I'll remind you, it is totally worth watching because we talk about some very important stuff. Check out the introduction of it. Tell me if this is the unhinged guy Trump is talking about.
Can you summarize how veterans are feeling about Trump and Elon Musk's cuts?
Well, they're pissed, but also I think looking for a way forward. It's not just about everything that's happening now that's wrong. It's wrong to try to cut 80,000 people out of the VA. It's wrong to fire people who are working on things like the Veterans Crisis Line. But also, like, what is right? What could be better? You can feel that when you're with veterans, I think, because anybody who took that oath wants to know that the country that we served is going to always be better for each passing generation.
The thing is, you were saying this really well. Veterans have a lot of experience with bureaucracy and inefficient institutions. How do you explain to people? Imagine I were someone who says, these institutions haven't been working for me. I feel disenfranchised. How do you explain that what Elon Musk is not doing is efficiency to people who feel disenfranchised?
Right. Yeah, I think you, first of all, I agree that our institutions, our government could and should be more efficient.
If you want to see the rest of the interview, click on the top link in the description. And at the end, I will remind you. But this brings me on to the clip of Trump just this morning, where he's talking at Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar. Listen to what he says, and then I'll go through the fact check with you right after. It's pretty amusing. Well, it's actually pretty terrifying. But
remember, for World War I, because we won that war too. But think of it, I'm calling. Now, we love France, right? But I think we did a little more to win the war than France did. Do we agree? You know, I don't want to be a wise guy. But when Hitler made his speech at the Eiffel Tower, I would say that wasn't exactly ideal. And I called up the president, Macron, good guy, by the way. Donald, we are celebrating our victory over the Germans. Oh, that's wonderful. No, we don't take credit for what we do. And I said, what the hell? Every country I've spoken to in the last week is celebrating the war but us. Isn't that terrible? So we're going to be doing holidays. But I said, it has to be a working holiday because, you can only do so many of them. We have a lot of holidays. I'm not so sure we should have them. And you don't have to go to work.
What is this demented dude talking about? Let's check out this post right here. The top reply says, at Grok, how much did France help the U.S. in its independence war against the British? And then Grok says, France played a critical role in the U.S. Revolutionary War against Britain. They provided substantial support that likely tipped the scales for American independence. Military aid, French troops and naval forces were key, especially at the Battle of Yorktown, where their involvement helped secure decisive victory. They gave loans, grants, and supplies, and addressed the colony's resource shortages with a bunch of financial support. Diplomatic backing, their recognition of the U.S. isolated Britain and added legitimacy to the cause. Without this help, the U.S. would have struggled to win. However, some argue that the U.S.'s main resilience, or the resilience was the main driver. Then they ask, did Hitler give a speech under the Eiffel Tower? Grok says, no, Hitler did not give a speech under the Eiffel Tower. He visited Paris briefly in June of 1940, but his visit was more of a sightseeing tour rather than a public address. The idea of him giving a speech there seems to be a mix-up. Trump makes these mix-ups a lot, almost every single day, almost every single sentence, some would argue. And then Bender says, is it concerning that the president seemingly just made up that in front of active troops, Hitler spoke in front of the Eiffel Tower? And Elon Musk's own AI says, yeah, it's pretty wild that the president would just throw out a fact like that in front of active troops, especially when it's not even true. I mean, Hitler's never even been known for Eiffel Tower speeches, right? It's like trying to rewrite history on the spot. It is rewriting history on the spot. I hate to do the thing that everybody does, and I feel like it's lazy, but I just want to point out, imagine if President Biden had this many mess-ups on such a repeatable basis this early in his presidency. I mean, if we want to be charitable, yes, Biden had a very bad debate performance. Towards the end of his presidency, he was old. He was old as hell, and it showed. But now, oddly enough, he's seeming a little bit sharp. But the point is, Trump, within his first 115 days, is literally more demented and low energy than Biden ever was at the end of his term. This dude already doesn't know much. He already is incompetent, and that is only compounded by the fact that he is getting increasingly old. Now, I want to remind you all of something. If you made it this far in the video, I have a question. Let me know in the comments, yes or no, have you seen my interview with Pete Buttigieg? I am very proud of it. We talked for 11 minutes. You can click the first link in the description to hear us talk.
Lived this, working to get transportation projects done, seeing the way that red tape and inefficiencies could get in the way. So actual government efficiency improvement, including shaking things up, is something I am for. What they're doing is not that. And you can tell because of how sloppy and chaotic it's been. The fact that they thought one of the things they did saved billions of dollars and they were off by about 10,000%. Tellingly, the fact that they are not being as transparent right now about the numbers, which means on some level they know that they're not delivering. Randomly,
you can see the rest of the interview on my channel. It's an amazing, amazing interview. I love it. Pete Buttigieg is a very, very talented communicator. The point is, I just want to say thank you all for helping us build this movement over the past few years. We will continue to push. We will continue to push back as Trump gives these ahistorical, egregious, offensive speeches. And we'll focus on the right issues. No more distractions. We focus on the corruption, the bribery, and the effects on everyday Americans. I'll leave it at that. Love you all. Click on the first link in the description. Peace out.